All right, let's get Frank in here, see what he's about.
Yes.
Frank Caliendo. He's going to be on Conan O'Brien tonight.
Conan? How do you get the Conan deal?
Hey, Frank.
How you doing, man?
Where do I go?
What's up?
Where do I go?
Just up there. That's cool. You're right there. That's cool.
Sorry to sound so unprofessional.
That's okay.
You're Conan.
You're on the most unprofessional radio show in America right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
It's not funny.
Nah, we don't.
We like it. We try.
We come in here.
You're on you're on Conan tonight, so why bother with us?
Because
I had nothing to do until
I'm just sitting around in the hotel, and the manager's like, "You want to do Opie and Anthony? These are great."
Oh yeah, of course.
That's Jay Moore's guy, Barry Katz, right?
Hey man, you guys know Wham. I'm famous here. This is great. Hey, here's a little story for you. But first, between 1 and 10, rating this. This is what he does to me all the time. He's like, "Okay, here's a little thing." Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the best and 10 being the worst, what's your favorite number between 1 and 10? I have no idea, Mary. Well, I don't either. Okay, Jay Moore's on the phone. I got to go.
You nailed it. That's Barry.
I love that you guys know him.
He was telling us that he has a very funny guy. That does impressions.
And then me too, right? This is my bad side, but what's the deal with that? I come in with the bad ones.
Yeah,
the bad Seinfeld. Do you do a real Seinfeld?
Yeah, I do all kinds of... I did like a whole cast of Seinfeld in like an anti-drug episode. They never did stuff like that. That would have been funnier. Like, tonight on a very special Seinfeld, Jerry's been doing drugs. Why do my fingers look like little people? Who are these people? What are they doing? They're talking to each other. They're talking about me. What are they saying? George, help me, George. I have no idea, Jerry. No idea. Somebody help me. Hey, Jerry, you look like you've been seeing a little people on your fingers. All this comedy all these years, we thought you're making this stuff up. Well, I guess you just let the cat right on the back. You can't tell. Oh, I can tell. It's written all over your face.
Who put it on my face?
Well, maybe that was the little people on your fingers.
They're going to tell this to me.
Newman. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, Newman.
I think we've also found Jerry Garcia and Big Phil Dead come up in the stands. You haven't seen them, have you?
Seen them. I licked them. I've seen little people on my fingers. You ruined my life. You ruined everybody's life. In fact, you're the guy who dropped that thing and ruined Jurassic Park.
And you guys got it.
The first radio station ever to get my bit.
Come on.
Right, that was Newman.
Bravo, man.
Newman screwed the whole damn thing up.
Yeah, I'm back again.
Driving that Jeep in the mud.
Yep.
There's nothing better than a good Newman. I love it.
God damn, very good.
Better than you thought it was going to be.
Nice.
You guys thought I was going to come in. Oh, another comedian.
We embrace most of the comedians.
I like that. I've seen you, though. I believe. You've done some Comedy Central work, have you?
Yeah.
I think
we run that about
very
five times.
Good. Yeah. I was like, wow, look at this guy. He's going off. He had a wasted youth in front of TV, too.
Gavin McCheverson. There he is.
What else do you do?
My favorite thing is John Madden.
I was going to say, the great John Madden.
Have you guys ever seen that on, I do it on
you
the
work with
the Hype, and also that's a WB show that I'm on, and then every once in a while I step in and do some stuff with Jimmy Kimmel,
who's a friend of the show.
Yep. Oh, really? Yeah,
we've had him on.
That guy's funny. That guy writes some funny stuff.
Yeah.
And the basic premise of Madden is he tells you things you already know. He's never given you any new information. Just sitting there with the fox skadoodles on circles and guys' body parts. He'll tell you things like, if the quarterback, if he throws the ball and the receiver catches it in the end zone, then that's gonna be a touchdown.
Wow. And God damn, is that Madden. Nailed it.
Hey, did you ever hear him, Troy Aikman lost his contact lenses a couple of years ago, and Madden's like, here's a guy who, when he puts his contacts in, he can see better.
Anything else, Nostradamus, at the end? And here's a guy who, when he runs, he goes faster. Well, one more. Here's a guy who, when he eats a lot, he takes a big dump later.
Man's so ridiculous he could drive a guy to drinking, and that explains Pat Summerall's problem. But Summerall's got the great voice, doesn't he? He's got a wonderful voice. He doesn't use it. He just does those phrases. You know the video game, right? It's totally relevant or evident in the video.
Here's a guy who, if he practiced more, he used the right word on the first try.
Summerall's got the great voice, you know? He can be running, the guy's running down the field. He can paint the picture with the language, but all he does is say, to the 20, to the 25, there's a flag on the play.
Hey, if the referee, if he throws a flag and he didn't make a mistake when they're right there, that's gonna be a penalty.
Thanks, John.
Wow.
This is my favorite thing about Mara, though, that he'll do like 35, 40 million different things and throw them into a sentence, but it doesn't make sense, and nobody's paying attention because everybody's drunk by that time. Like,
there's a guy in the sea, and then you know one time, and I saw these are the guys that won that. He won sometimes, and then there, and now you know it, that's why. And no, when these are one, you know, there's a, see that, you can't tell Michael Irvin had a crack pipe on his sideline. He's going to get, you know that. And you see, there's a place for the helpful hardware man, and then you see there's a rainbow out today. The way a rainbow works, you got the sun over here, and then there's a cloud over here, and then the rain comes down at the end of the rainbow. There's a pot of gold and a leprechaun, and he's do a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight, and maybe I had some of that crack. And then Brett Favre had a dog on his leg, and once a farmer had a dog, and Bingo was his name. Oh, I learned how to spell that in third grade. He clap, and then I-N-G-O, dog was licking him. He's got a rash there. If he wants to get rid of it, pup acting, tenactin, he'll get rid of it.
He doesn't even last the whole bit. That's my favorite.
You're killing me, man. I haven't left this show in a long time. Bravo.
Wow.
I think we were going to pull you off today. Ah, who's this Frank guy?
Then I just come in and I'm the chubby kid in the chair.
Well, you got to know a lot of comics.
Hey,
you love everybody?
Yeah, I love everybody.
yeah. People all over the phones are already saying, do you have a CD out? You're hilarious.
No, nothing yet. Just, I'm going to probably be out doing some clubs out here in the during the strike.
Frank, let me,
nice. There you go.
Let me tell you something about our show. Those two bits you just did, Seinfeld and the Madden, they're already up on Napster.
Dead serious.
Don't bother with the CD.
Right.
Everything you say is up on Napster. Us talking about Napster right now is on Napster. It's like looking at two mirrors.
So what it is you got a couple of universes all at the same time. If you're talking about Napster and you're on Napster, what happens is that the Napsterness of the Napster comes back and then you forget about football. And usually you don't forget about football, but this time it makes you forget about football, just with Napster inside of Napster, and then boom, the universe blows up.
Man.
Yeah, have a Super Bowl prediction, Mr. Madden?
I'm in New York, so it's the Giants.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, here's a guy who's not stupid.
What if I said that? Then all of a sudden the calls would be, kill him.
You are going to die.
So what'd you do? You watched a lot of TV, started mimicking
big time
in school. You were the guy.
One thing I got really lucky on, and I don't know if this would be a goal of anybody else on Earth, but with Kimmel, the last time I got to do the Fox thing with Kimmel, they did it on Saturday morning. They actually aired it early, and I think it's because they were a little scared of what we did. They were out barbecuing, and Kimmel comes over. He's got the Dennis Miller guy, and then he comes over to me, and he's like, what do you make? I'm like,
hey, a little thing I picked up in Kansas City, mustard rub short ribs.
Open up the barbecue, and Emmanuel Lewis pops up. So for the rest of the sketch, I'm chasing Emmanuel Lewis with the tongue. Hey, get back, your little tasty treat.
And then, oh, man.
And then they sped it up to the Benny Hill music.
Right, running around in fast motion.
And then he tackled me, and it was great. And my goal in life, one of my goals was actually to someday work with Emmanuel Lewis, and I've done it.
It happened.
It's over.
They got to bring Benny Hill back onto TV.
Oh, yeah. It's still in this video.
I know.
Late at night, so you won't see that. I don't know. Somehow I think it was better with a lot of pot back in high school to sit and watch that than it would be now. You'd be saying, oh, what was so funny? He's smacking the old guy on his head.
the old guy with the smile.
He just, poor old guy.
Yeah, right?
That was his whole job, was to turn and smile to the camera.
To smile at the camera.
And then we all went to our rooms.
Stan, what's going on? Stan.
Hey. Speak, you ass.
Stan?
It's probably like my name isn't Stan. It's Stanley.
You.
Hey, I'm not Stanley. I'm Alan. What's going on? I just said, look, man.
What's the one that came up from the...
He's a big
fan. Is too funny.
He's a big fan of yours.
Hey, well, thanks, but...
I almost cursed.
Now we got to dump out. He's cursing.
We're on a huge delay.
18-second delay.
It's longer.
A hell of a lot more than that. Let's just put it this way. When you're done with your time here, you can go back in your car and listen to your own appearance. It's pretty sad. Matt, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Jesus, it's like listening to you guys through a fishbowl now. Is this the guy who was on before the Eagles game with Kimmel and what's his name? Dennis Miller?
Did I punch out Madden? Or did I punch out Dennis Miller?
Yeah, we pop Miller.
Yeah, that's a guy whose mouth keeps moving, but whap, 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 pow, 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 that's all you hear.
It's almost as funny as listening to Madden by himself.
All right, thank you, Matt.
Thanks, guys.
You can't top reality.
No.
I thought we were going to bring the listeners into this discussion, but
no, keep them out.
It's always an interesting. Is this the guy who did the thing that time?
Are you him?
Dude, that was awesome.
Yeah, right?
That
old
Farley bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that time you did that thing where you did the. That was awesome, man. Okie dokie. So, what are we doing here?
I have no idea where these calls are going.
Okie dokie. Man, did I just pop the microphone with my lips? That was an incorrect decision. I don't have any feeling in my skin. I can't remember names. I'm having trouble feeling my feet.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. They just happen sometimes.
Wow.
Right. Hilarious. It's going to be on Conan.
Yeah.
I just score that one.
That's pretty good.
Barry Katz.
Guess what you're on.
Guess what you're on.
Conan, how did you know, man?
Well, you've been telling me I might be on it for 4 months.
All right. Well, guess what? You're not on it this time, but Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, there's a
These
code.
Guys are ready, man. They're not sure if they're going to like you, but do an impression of me and Jay. Or do an impression of Jay doing me. That's the funniest, man. Have you ever seen him do that?
Barry, how about I promote myself a little bit?
Who cares, man? You see Jay's in that new Pacino movie? It'll be great.
I got him that, man.
And you're not going to believe the story behind this. I'm blindfolded at Scores. And Pacino walks up behind me, and I didn't know because he's only 1'2". And Jay's there, but he's in disguise.
This is perfect.
He's dressed as, well, somebody inconspicuous.
I don't know. I was going to throw out a name. Here's a guy who forgot what name you said. And then I thought about a bunch of names that I might say, and then they were shows that I'd always want to do. And then I was like, you can't rip on those.
You're on that portion of the career where you really don't want to burn the bridges.
Oh, yeah.
You're on the way up.
We did this Leno thing last week.
Did you?
On the show. But it was like, instead of... It was done in fun. That's what I'm saying. And...
of course. Done with love. And I'm on.
I thought it was really funny. It was a great sketch where... you know how David Blaine did the...
The ice.
We did David Blaine in a block, a bulletproof glass, having to listen to, 3 days straight of Jay Leno monologue jokes.
Oh, no. What's the deal with these Razor scooters? Have you seen these things? They cause so many accidents. Parents are actually finding out it's safer just to let their kids play with Razor blades. Is that hilarious? Have you heard this one? Hillary Clinton is settling into the Senate, and to make her feel at home, the other senators are not having sex with her. Because, and I love that thing Jay does when people don't get the joke, because the Tonight Show has that audience that doesn't always get it.
That's right.
Like, Bill Clinton had sex with other partners, and that's what makes this joke funny, is that, Kev, can you help me with a little strum of the bass guitar there?
God damn, yeah, where is it? That's funny, man. That's
hilarious.
God damn, that's right on the money. Very good.
I know what you guys can say on the station and what you can't say.
Yeah, yeah, we can't say the F word.
Right.
That's pretty much it. We can't say the S word. You know these 7 words that you can't say.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty much it. Anything else is good, though.
Do I know how to bring a radio show to a halt?
No.
Like, all of a sudden, no. I'm like, okay.
But this is, no. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, time for another joke.
You got another?
I could think of one. I'd put a punchline here and wave my head a little bit. Is that funny? Do you get that? Is that a joke that you enjoy?
So now, who else you done?
That's it. Just those guys.
That's it. That's all.
Wouldn't that be terrible? like I'm just done. Like,
can we do more John Madden? I do anybody else.
John Madden doing the Letterman joke. I'm working on that.
Here's John Madden doing Jack Nicholson. Hey, you can't handle the truth. here's a John Madden doing Andy Kaufman. Thank you very much. Seinfeld, what's the deal with that? I mean, come on, boom, you know?
I like some of the old SNL guys too, like Norm.
We love Norm. Norm's Burt Reynolds is so friggin' funny,
Norm,
man.
Norm is the funniest guy.
Can we play him the Norm McDonald clip as he tells the story?
Yeah, you must do a Norm or something.
We got a Norm clip that we love playing on the show, but go ahead.
I love him because he just looks around and he doesn't care if it's a joke or not.
Yeah.
He just got that theory. Hey there, guys. Who needs a punchline when you have the word crack whore?
Hey guys, I was at the shop the other day, and there's these people there, you know, there's this guy outside, and there's this crack whore there. And the thing is with the crack whores, they're doing the crack and they're whoring, you know. And story's going anywhere. But
God damn.
Hey, did you guys hear Madden do Seinfeld? That was funny. Madden doing Seinfeld. That was a funny joke. That was
God damn, that's great.
Nailed it, because the clip we're gonna play for you. It seems like the story's going nowhere, but then he brings it all together in the end.
And that's the part I don't have the talent for, is bringing it together at the end. No,
it just goes on, and then he kills you.
We got to play this for you. I'm sure you've heard this.
Here's the Norm.
It was on Dennis Miller, matter of fact.
Oh, these are great.
Have you ever done anything in your long and storied career that you consider specifically to be in bad taste, as you look back on it? Maybe at the time you thought it was a good play, but you look back on it and you think that was in bad taste.
Well, sometimes, like in stand-up, I'll do jokes that are, like one time I was doing this thing in San Francisco and they were all gay people in the audience. They told me. So I figured I'd do
San Francisco?
Yeah.
No.
So I figured I'd do stuff about gay people so that they could relate to
it. Yeah, it's warm up. They love that.
And so I was talking about, because I went to this gay pride parade, and I saw in it there were these old men and old ladies like with these signs that said, "We are proud of our gay son," you know? And so I was saying, that's an odd thing to be proud of, you know, because it's not an achievement, you know? It's not like something you work all your life to be gay or anything like that. And I had a hard time believing that these 50, 60-year-old men are actually bragging, you know, at work, like they're, "Hey, Bill, you know, my kid, oh my God, we're proud of him, Johnny. He graduated from Harvard, you know, first in his class, you know what I mean? Now he's articling over at a law firm, and oh yeah, he loves c-." <You know? laughs> He can't get enough c- in his mouth, his ass, his kids, all his stuff. I got a picture of the boy here sucking another man.
Oh, there you have it.
What are you doing?
Yeah, Johnny.
Yeah.
I don't have a joke here, but if I pause long enough and look around,
yeah, I'll figure it out.
I got a funny joke that's coming in.
Yeah.
I didn't make it there.
I haven't found it yet.
I didn't get there.
Articling a law firm. Hey, Johnny.
You're at Harvard. Hold on, I got to throw a few more adjectives. Anyway, that's why I went to the school there, was to learn to break down sentences for comedy. And also the girls.
Jason.
What's up?
Hey, man.
This guy is killing me.
Yeah.
He is killing me. I work in a mail room. We have, like, that window that they can come in and peek on you.
Yeah.
And they just came over, and they were like, "Yo, you got to turn down the radio, and you got to be quiet."
Right
and
on.
I'm dying over here. This guy's killing me.
He's hilarious.
This guy is too funny. He's dead on, too.
And yeah. I haven't laughed. We got to tell you, we haven't laughed this hard in a long time, man.
No, I'm telling you, he's killing
me. A lot of sick crap around here.
You know what? Not for nothing, but I think he's probably, like, one of the funniest guys you've had on. Even, like, Dice and Jay Moore and Brewer and Reese.
Nice.
he's one of the funniest guys you've had. Well, Dyson's funny because he's ridiculous.
Yeah.
This guy's just hilarious.
All right. Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, take care, guys.
Thanks, man. Hey, you've had Regan on?
Oh, yeah. Regan, one of our faves.
What are you going to go over here? Got a joke for you. Here's a little joke. I'm going to move over to the side, and I moved over. Can't see it on the radio. Can't see me moving on the radio. If you saw me move, would have been a funny movement.
That's one of the funniest humans alive. Brian,
he is great, man. Right? Yeah.
Gonna get a jelly donut. Give me a jelly donut. Brian, what are you doing?
I said Brian Regan's timing.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do with your timing? Do you John Madden? Do you John Madden or McDonald? What about Norm McDonald working at McDonald's? Funny bit for you, impressionist guy. I'm really getting into it now. Mr. Impressionist guy.
I know he's really nice, too, and I'm making it sound like he's mean. You know?
No, we love him.
What's going on over here? What are you doing? Doing impressions? Doing funny voices? That's good. I like that. Work on it. Work on it sometime. Work on it. Do it better. Do it better. You do it. More people call in. People call in saying, do a better job.
That's all I can do.
We play one of his most famous lines all the time on the show. We have it queued up, or is it up?
I got to find it.
Yeah. The big yellow one is the sun?
Oh no. I gotta find
it. Oh, all right. Not that important, but.
Good one, oh, thanks.
Sorry about that. I put you on the spot.
That's good. No, I can't find it.
All right. John, what's going on?
What's up, Orne?
Hanging with Frank.
Yo, Frank, you are the effing man, dude. I am cracking up so hard right now. Listen, how do you spell your last name? Because I got to get some clips off Napster from you. I got it, dude. I'm telling you. You are the man.
Well, I think some of the listeners already tried to put some clips up on Napster, so give it a couple of days.
How do you spell your name, dude?
It's Caliendo, right? Caliendo?
Yeah.
Caliendo.
Caliendo.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
All right.
The only problem is the people that post it on Napster probably can't spell it either.
No.
I would spell it phonetically.
The big yellow one's a sun.
Finally found it.
Rich, what's going on?
That's timing.
The big yellow one's a sun.
Rich?
Yeah, listen. This is going to sound like a compliment, but get this guy the F off the air. I got a life I got to lead. He's got me rolling around on the floor in my living room.
New York, that is.
I got bills to pay. I got dinner to cook. I'm not getting
him off.
It's done.
So basically, go back to the normal, boring Opie and Anthony radio show.
Well, you know what? On second thought,
I'm just messing with you.
Cool. It could be worse. It could be Dice on here.
Yeah. All right, Rich.
Thank you.
You got a problem? Hey, jerk off face. Okay.
You ever see Dice? You ever,
You know, no, I never have. No. I really used to love Dice in his heyday.
Yeah, well, who did? He was selling out the Garden, you know?
He's one of the quickest people I've ever seen. Just comebacks and stuff. And
yeah, but now he's, you know.
Hey there, guys. Don't mess with the Dice. If you roll them wrong, you might, yeah, that was a Dice Junk idea.
Everyone has to knock Dice whenever we have a comic on here that's doing well.
Right.
I like Dice. I think he's fun. I think he does a good job.
A lot of people want to know if you're playing around anytime soon.
I'm not here right now. Just,
Well, next time you're in town, I hope you stop by. Look, now we want him to come back.
Yes.
See? Come back off. It's like, I don't know.
Bring out some of the crazies. I got a Robin Williams for you that'll freak you out.
Okay, good.
We hate Robin.
Everyone has the same take now, though, on Robin Williams. He just talks and says things that make no sense, but people feel compelled to laugh.
If you really listen to what Robin Williams says, he's not saying anything funny.
That's what I love about it. Yeah. He does the same. The best thing about him is he could go in a place he's been 4 million times and make it look like it's the first time. He goes into a building like, oh, my God, what an incredibly wonderful place. It's your bathroom, Mr. Williams. Oh, sorry.
I didn't know. I had no idea. I was just looking around. The lights were on. I know. What are you talking about? Come on. It's like Jeff Goldblum. The flight. I don't know where we're going. Oh, Opie and Anthony. It sounds like an Italian and someone who's back from the 50s. Okay. Is that the right Jeff and Anthony? I'm not sure if it's a reference or not. Oh, my God. It doesn't even make sense to me. Now they're saying it's the same take we've always seen, but yes. It's not the same thing at all. Of course, I say a couple of different things. No. Stop me. All right, I've done that joke already. Oh, my God.
People are, like, dying, laughing, rolling around. And I'm sitting there going, what is he saying?
I love it.
But he's not saying anything. You want to work with him, don't you?
That's the key.
See? You want to work with
him? I really do like Robin. I really do. Yeah. I get a lot of people who say...
I like the serious Robin Williams when he grows the beard and does...
But even without the beard,
does the serious roles.
Well, it was a wonderful day here. All of us were having the same fun. That guy called in and said to get me the F off the radio. It's always wonderful when you can use a letter to make a whole word make sense. I almost got that out. Hey there, try the pause method, you know? Okay. But it's always amazing here at Opie and Anthony. I mean, you know, sometimes it's full of energy, and sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's 40 seconds of nothing and bleeped out because one guy said, F this. But he said the whole word and not just the letter.
That's exactly what he
said. It really is. You know it.
But it's great. But like even, I like Sam. Sam's the same way. He doesn't have to say anything.
True, yeah.
Hey, what's going on? You guys are looking good. Watch, hey, this is going to be a great day here, you know? Hey, I was just hanging down at the shore the other day, and this guy came over to me, and he's like, hey, you want some crack? You a crack over there? And I was like, hey, you're looking for Norm MacDonald, man. He was on Saturday Night Live. He did the cut run. But you might as well, call me David Spade for all I care, man.
You've offended me tremendously.
She's going to be all right, little thing. Why is everything?
They were banging the tables, and there aren't even tables in the room. It doesn't make sense.
Oh, I heard him tell some story. He told some story about on like Letterman or something, where he's like, "This is one of the funniest things I've ever heard." And Adam Sandler says,
"So I'm playing basketball, right? And a guy, he juked me, right? He goes to the left and he goes right, and I'm like, I trusted you."
How can you get any funnier than that? Adam Sandler, at that moment in my life, was a genius. Just
there. Yeah, there you go. Nice job. Thanks a lot, man.
Anyone else from SNL? You have any comments on it?
Oh. I think I've done my whole
SNL repertoire. Anthony, before Brian Regan leaves the studio, there's someone on the line that wants to talk to him.
Oh, yeah.
Jack.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
I was looking for Brian. I wanted to know when he was going to be on.
Brian Regan?
Yeah.
He's been hanging with us the whole show.
Just having fun here with Opie and Anthony. The Opie. Opie not as in the letters, just Opie is in the name.
Yeah, you're gonna be on around the area with Stiff?
I gotta find out later. Don't know right now. Thanks, though, for calling.
That's sure, a killer, man.
Not sure what I should say here. Is your name Jack? Okay, I'm confused. Confused. Things going on in my head. I can't understand reality. It's crazier than the Madden guy who was in here before. Doing the Madden. Doing the voice of the Madden. It wasn't even real Madden, but sounded like a Madden.
This guy has a comment. He wants to warn you about us. Paul, what's up?
Hey, I was just wondering how long it's going to take before you get this guy.
Basically, what Paul wanted to say, because we could... interpret bad cell phones. He wants to know when we're going to get you arrested.
Oh, the cops are here.
friends of the show always get arrested.
What's that?
We had Lewis Black arrested. Jim Norton was arrested. Rick, our producer.
That'll be when I bring the bear. Hey, man, I forgot to tell you one thing. At the end of your set on the radio, there'll be a police escort. You'll love it.
We had the Team Boyer bus going through Manhattan. The story made CNN. It was pretty huge.
Oh, my God.
And Lewis Black and Jim Norton and the gang got arrested, including the girls.
Lewis Black is another guy who's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, he goes off. See him live. Full energy.
He's awesome.
Yeah. We like that guy.
All right.
Well, I think we're exhausted now. I know. We got to get him out of here because he's got to go tape Conan, right?
Conan.
Yeah, good job.
Can I plug that little website deal?
Hey, no problem.
You can
plug whatever the hell you want. Make sure you write it down. We'll plug it for the rest of the show.
FrankCaliendo.com. It's kind of an upstart thing, but it's about me.
a little dance and do a little. No, I don't
know. I'm a Todd. Means no worries.
Well, it started out okay, and then he started plugging frankcaliendo.com. That's spelled F R N.
What is that?
There's a guy who knows how to plug things. He spells it out, and then he says it over and over. He spelled it backwards for the dyslexic people. I know that's an easy joke, but boom, hey, there's got to be some guy who likes it. Maybe the Regan guy. And then,
God damn.
Hey, this is, you guys have been, it's been, you know, when you're doing radio, sometimes it's not as much fun as other times, and sometimes it's a lot of fun, and I've had times where it wasn't much fun, and this is not one of those times. This is one of the times where it was a lot of fun, and you guys were great, and I thought about it, and I didn't think about saying it first, but then I realized that there's a time and a place for places and times, and this is that time and place, and it's all about good radio, and you guys definitely do good radio, and hey, great radio is great radio, and
that's my favorite thing about men is the laugh.
You know, it's a that guy's got dirt all over him.
Oh my God, it's Frank Caliendo, everyone.
Very
Frank
funny.
Caliendo.com.
Thanks, man.
He's on Conan O'Brien tonight.
Tonight. Check that out.
The show Hype on the WB Network. I'm going to start watching WB now.
Oh, thank you.
Also works with Jimmy Kimmel on Fox when the NFL is doing their thing. And he does a great John Madden impression and many, many impressions. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks, man. Great job.
Have fun with Conan tonight.